One thing you should know about me is I love to write. I really like to write. I've kind of always liked to write. I remember being pretty young and always jotting down my feelings and expressing different types of communication through words on a piece of paper. I remember writing my parents letters when I was young, trying to help them understand what I was going through. I can't say that I was ever good at it, because I just hadn't developed that skill, but it's just always been a really great way for me to release emotions and feelings, or sometimes just put certain things in perspective, help me separate my emotions from logic. And I think that that is also something that's really, really critical, is sometimes we become overly emotional. A certain topic or a situation or a conversation or an interaction, whatever it might be. And sometimes I find it's extremely helpful to just write down, okay, let's bullet point some things out here. How did this make me feel? Why did this make me feel this way? Was it related directly to this person or to this event or situation? Or maybe it's something that happened in my past and I'm now pulling it into the present. And sometimes that can be really dangerous because it has nothing to do, the current situation has nothing to do with the past. And so healing from the past and processing feelings from the past will really help you become more stable in the future in different situations. So, anyways, I'm not sure if that's helpful for you, if you're somebody that likes to write. And there's something for me that's just about taking a pen and getting a notebook and just writing it down. Obviously, we live in a world of electronics where we could just pull out our phone or our laptops and just start typing away. If that's what works for you, great. But for some reason, for me, it's more, I'm able to process it differently when I actually write it down. So, anyways, I'm saying all this because I was just kind of going through some things. You know, I have been writing down things directly related to Girl Vibes for years now. And I have piles and piles of all these papers with all these notes just everywhere. And sometimes I find that it's kind of fun to just read back through some things. And find out what I was thinking years ago or what I was writing down years ago. And I came across this and I wanted to share it with you. I felt like it may add a little bit of value to your life. Again, just take it for what it's worth. It's something that I hope might help. So it says that beautiful young souls, become comfortable with being alone. Just yourself, no electronics, no distractions. Just you and your thoughts. Get to know you. Who are you? Authentically you. What do you like? What do you love? What do you dislike? What fuels your soul and brings joy to your heart? What are the best qualities about yourself and how can you use them for good? Make time for you. Explore yourself. Become comfortable with yourself and then learn to love yourself first. Set boundaries, standards, and goals based on what is best for you, and don't compromise them. Stand true to them. Commit to self-growth and development. Become comfortable with change. Become comfortable with being uncomfortable because that's when you're growing the most. Don't put expectations on people. Understand they're human also. Have good intent always. Forgive people. We each have our own unique road trip that we are navigating through. Always do your best. Don't cheat yourself. Understand your worth. Work for what you want. Focus all your energy on hopeful and positive things, but accept things as learning experiences when they don't go as you had hoped. Add value to everyone you meet, even if all you have is your smile. Share your light. It always shines longer than you think. Don't grow up too fast. Slow down and enjoy your youth. It always goes so fast. Make memories, laugh, be free, learn from experiences. Enjoy learning inside and outside the classroom. Knowledge is power. Be your own superhero. Be a leader and an influencer. Spread love, joy, encouragement, laughter, and change. Vibe with yourself and vibe with this tribe. The end might be a little cheesy. But this just got me kind of thinking as I was reading through it about all the different things that I've been through in my life that has really been challenging and hard, but it's really pushed me to learn and to grow. And one thing I've really learned to embrace is anytime I'm feeling uncomfortable or uneasy about a situation, I'm growing. I'm learning, I'm growing, I'm pressing into something new, something that's uncomfortable, pressing into the unknown. So, as uncomfortable as it might feel, it's pretty incredible what actually comes out on the other side of that, just shaping you and preparing you for things in the future. Then the other thing that comes to mind is when it says, add value to everyone you meet, even if all you have is your smile. Share the light. It always shines longer than you think. It makes me think about a situation a really long time ago. I was a manager leading a pretty good group of people. And, obviously I'm leading my team and I'm talking to my team. And I've always had a passion for not just leading, but just inspiring and encouraging mainly girls, just because I have such a strong connection, obviously, as a woman. But I was helping this girl through some things, and I was just saying really simple things. I probably spoke to her, gosh, maybe 5, 10 minutes max. And I obviously was encouraging her. She's going through a very tough situation, and I didn't know her very well. It was just somebody that I had a manager that reported to me, and this particular person reported to that manager. And so I didn't really have a really strong working relationship with her. I didn't see her very often. But anyway, so I talked with her, and gosh, years has went by. Years went by. And all of a sudden, I got this email out of nowhere. And she just emailed me and she said, I just wanted to email you and let you know that that day that you took, 10 minutes out of your day to talk to me changed my entire life. And for me, it didn't feel that way in the moment, of course, right? I was literally just trying to give her words of encouragement and offer support to her. And I moved on with my day, right? Just as I always do. And to her, though, those 10 minutes were life-changing. And I think that happens to us probably more often than we even realize. Is we probably change people's lives by just simple things that we do or simple things that we say to them. And to us, it's no big thing. Like we move about our day and move on. But to them, it's something that they could potentially carry with them for the rest of their lives. That's pretty deep right there. That's pretty deep. That makes me think of the impact that we all have on other people. And the responsibility that we have as a community, as human beings, to just add a little bit of value to somebody's life in one way or another. I think right now we're living in a time where we're wearing masks. And so it's really hard to see people's face expressions and to see their smiles. And so you have to kind of learn to smile through your eyes nowadays. But I say that because sometimes when you're just in the grocery store or you're at school or you're, who knows, right? Where you're at, wherever, you just smile at somebody, just a complete stranger, just smile at somebody or you say hi to somebody. That may be exactly what they needed in that moment. And you may never know, you may never have any idea of what an impact that made on their day. And it was something so simple that you could do. And to really make an impact on people's lives. And I just want to remind you that all of us, every single one of us, we can do that. We can make a difference. And again, it may not ever come back to you. You may never know what happened in that moment with that, or what the experience that person might have had. And you may just continue to go about your life. But again, that might be a life-changing moment for you. There's just so many times throughout my life that I've met complete random strangers. and we've connected in one way or another. I, for some reason, I feel like I always connect with somebody at airports, which is pretty funny, but and I never see them again. I never talk to them again. I never hear from them again. But it was just a moment in time where you just totally vibed and connected with somebody, a complete stranger. So be cautious, be aware, be mindful of the conversations that you're having. How are you adding value to somebody's life? What are you doing? I don't know. I just wanted to share that with you. I feel like we get so wrapped up in our day-to-day, and sometimes we don't understand the impact that we have on others, positive and negative. So be mindful of what you're saying, what you're sharing. Are you spreading love and joy, or are you causing fear, distractions, negativity? What kind of person are you? How are you adding value to the world? Ask yourself that today. And then be better today, because you can be. It's just a choice. You can do it. You can do anything. You know this by now. This ain't nothing new. All right. Thanks so much for listening. You have a great day.